Remember I-73? VDOT approved a route more than a decade ago, and it has cleared environmental impact studies. But there is no funding for it. Enter the Senate of Virginia's Joint Committee on Interstate 73, which holds its first meeting today.
I think it's a critical first step in returning Southside and Southwest Virginia and the Roanoke Valley back to economic prosperity.
State Senator Bill Stanley says it would mainly do so by eventually linking the region to the deepwater port of Charleston, South Carolina. But how to fund it? Stanley says it might require a regional tax, much like ones already in place for highway projects in Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads.
When you look at something like a regional tax, you have to see if the region is willing to invest in the economic future of the area.
The committee meets for the first time at the New College Institute in Martinsville, starting at 10. Evan Jones, WFIR News.